Joining us right now, we've got Manit Chauhan, just picked up the championship, Tournament of Champions 5. Congratulations, Manit. Good morning.
Thank you so much.
Well, that's a big deal. Last night, you pick up a championship, and then you join us here this morning. We appreciate it. Thank you.
I am so excited. I'm at that moment where I'm like, is this really happening? Am I dreaming? I'm pinching myself. So really excited about it. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, thank you. And Liz, you, by the way, I just want to say to all the contestants on Tournament of Champions, it's an amazing show. How you guys do what you do, I have no idea.
There is a little bit of craziness in what we do. So I guess it just boils down to that.
So now I did not get to see last night's episode. So what did you have to do? What were your ingredients? What did you have to do in the finals? What did you make?
So we did the semifinals and the finals. And for the finals, we got an entire half a goat, which we had to butcher. And we had to go ahead and use cacao beans. There was a heating mixer that we needed to use. Make a high-end and a low-end dish. So in essence, we had to make 12 different plates. And we had to do it in an hour. And then there was also a whammy which was thrown to us, which was something green on the plate and something which was layered. And that's what we needed to do.
It's incredible. Like, all right, I mean, it's amazing. Congratulations. I'm sure your dish was spectacular. Who were the final judges? Who judged the your final dish?
We had, Iron Chef Kat Cora. We had Michael Mina. We had Loren Garcia. There was Chef Eric Rippert, which I was like, when I saw him walking in, I'm like, what is going on? And there was Michael White. So it was just an incredible, chefs that we have looked up to, that we revere, who've proven themselves in the industry, for them to be tasting our food was just mind-blowing.
So who did you go up against? Like I said, I didn't see last night, so I missed the semis and the final. Who did you go up against last night?
So I went up against Chef Antonia on the finale, and she did an absolutely incredible job. It was a very, very tough battle. Came down to 1 point. And that was it.
Now you, if I'm not mistaken, you've won this before, correct?
Yes, I have. I have won TOC 2 and now TOC 5.
Nice.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Repeat champ. You're the first repeat champion, I believe.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Good deal.
All right, very, very exciting. Now, during the tournament, are there ever times like when an ingredient comes up that you've never even heard of before?
More often than not.
Okay,
there
good.
Are ingredients because they are, I mean, there's so many ingredients around the world. There's so many techniques. There's so many equipment, which we've not seen. But there is constant homework going on. And then you have to rely on your instinct. If there's an ingredient that you've never, ever seen, tasted, or worked with, taste it, understand the flavor profile of it, and then try to decode what the puzzle behind this randomizer is.
Got it. Now I want to know, do you just have an amazing palate that you're born with, or are you trained to have an incredible palate?
You are trained. I mean, I've always, for as far as I remember, been obsessed with good food, but you have to train yourself over the years in trying different things, in understanding why a certain bite works, And I'm constantly doing that. When I taste something, I'm like, why am I liking this? Is it the texture? Is it the flavor? Trying to pinpoint what it is. And I think the more aware you are of these different flavor profiles and combinations, the stronger you are as a chef.
I got a question for you, Manit. I've always wondered when these chefs win these shows, you got to go out and celebrate a little bit. Now, if you go out to dinner, what are you going for?
I mean, if I am going out and celebrating, I would want home-cooked food. That is basically what it is. But, yesterday I was celebrating with family, we were just having some home-cooked food. But to us as chefs, whenever we are out, we always are looking for, the hole-in-the-wall places. because, you know, the mom and pop places which are just creating delicious, honest food. And that, I think, speaks to us the most, because in the end of the day, we are chefs because we are cooking from our heart. We are telling our story on a plate. And those are the places that, you know, endear us the most.
Well, you do, you know, just so everybody knows, Manita's known as the dancing spice queen. So those are a lot of her flavors, too, is spice, right? You're a big fan of the spices and the flavors.
Absolutely. I grew up in India, and that's my foundation, and I try to celebrate it as much as possible.
All right. So, hey, can you answer a question as a chef? Reheating pizza, okay, microwave or an oven? I got to know.
It depends on what it is for. If you're looking for getting crispiness, then oven. But if you're looking at quickly heating something, microwave works. Microwave.
No, stop. Yeah, you can't do it. No, microwave. No. Boo.
She's an award-winning chef, Bulldog.
I know. So she made a mistake with pizza. That's all. She's an award-winning chef.
Two-time award-winning chef.
I know. More than two times. She's won a ton of stuff. Yeah. This is just two-time tournament.
For pizza, it's absolutely the oven. But listen, if you're really hungry in the middle of the night and you don't have the time and you really are craving a pizza, a microwave works.
Eat it cold. It's okay. Yes. Cold pizza's fine, but not microwave. Doesn't work. Well, look, I just want to congratulate you. So now having these two titles, what's next? Where do you go from here?
Well, to me, I think having a title is a responsibility. You definitely need to make sure that the next generation of chefs are getting a platform. I want to make sure that I'm encouraging them, I'm inspiring them. And then next is probably I'll go into the kitchen and start working. It is, you know, the win is a win, but life goes on. And you just can't let it get to your head. And I think that's basically what it is. It's hard work which has gotten me where I am, and it'll continue inspiring me to do the next thing.
Beautiful. Well, that's awesome. Thank you so much for your time, Manit. We really appreciate it, and congratulations on your win.
Thank you so much.
You've got it. Thank you so much. Have a great day.